throughout the O Positive Health and Wellness Festival weekend of October 5th through the 7th, artists, musicians, and even festival volunteers will be exchanging talent for talent with medical caregivers, doctors, educators, and professionals for health screenings during an on-site weekend clinic. Various treatment modes and providers, general practitioners, occupational therapists, physical and sports therapists, dentists, orthopedists, massage therapists, chiropractors, acupuncturists, you name it, will be seeing participants in a temporary clinic setting throughout the festival weekend and will also offer follow-up office visit vouchers and continued care as needed. Plus, there will be the art and music that give the festival a nationwide reputation. Joining us this morning to tell us more, we welcome Denise Orzo, a member of the art committee of O Positive. She is a co-organizer. Matthew Cullen is on the music committee and will tell us about this year's bands. And Joe Conkra is a co-organizer as well of O Positive and is a painter who lives in Kingston, New York. It is a great pleasure to welcome you all to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Third annual, and so we take from that, I take from that, that years one and two went okay, right, Joe?
I think they went really, really well. I mean, they're well enough for us to have a third and to grow.
So how did this whole thing get started? Because it's a fascinating story, and as I mentioned, it got national play and continues to, because it's a really neat idea.
Yeah, well, it started really simply, as most good things start, over a very nice conversation between a dentist and a painter in Kingston, New York. And that conversation led to another conversation around a kitchen table where we thought, well, if a dentist wants to offer dental care for a band to come to Kingston, I wonder if anybody else would be open to that. And we wondered if other doctors would be open to that. A few phone calls later, we had a meeting, and 4 months later, we threw our first festival.
And the idea was, like, the barter system.
Exactly.
You know, we'll trade you this for this.
Sure. I mean, basically, it goes back to the old days of, Doc, my tooth hurts and I have a chicken, let's trade. So it comes down to the artists and musicians really just bartering for care. Instead of the artists and musicians being paid to play and to perform and to put their artwork up, they are literally being paid with health access.
As far as the actual of how this actually goes, the care in many cases is done during the festival and at other times through vouchers at other times.
Exactly. We take over an old ballroom and we build a clinic in it, and we fill it with the most open-hearted, wonderful practitioners and healthcare providers in the Hudson Valley. And we bring the artists and musicians in there over the course of the weekend, and they get to see who they sign up to see.
It seems to me that, looking from the outside in, that would have been the hard part, getting the doctors and getting the healthcare professionals to come in.
You know, I mean, these guys can back me up on this. We thought it would be difficult, but in reality, that might have been the easiest part. I think healthcare providers, because of what they do, are just really open-hearted people at the core,
yeah.
And they saw this as giving back to their community and helping to build community.
For Denise, let us talk to you as a member of the art committee. So you're looking to do what during this festival?
We have a variety of visual artists this year. The theme for this year's festival is flux. And we have some performances. We have some more interactive stuff this year. We have Dr. Sketchy's in anti-art school coming to do a 3-hour live drawing event. We have Linda Montano doing some art life counseling. We have murals going up as we speak. They started this weekend, making the city more beautiful. We have some paste-ups. We have video projections and installations in storefront windows. We have some more traditional work hanging in like a liquor store, and
there you go.
Some of our music venues, BSP Lounge, and we're showing a documentary called The Waiting Room this year, which is really sort of shines a light on the healthcare system in our country and one of the many things that O Positive addresses as a festival.
When you When you think about the artists that are represented here, how many of them, are you going to them? Are they coming to you? How do you find out that there is a need, that they have a need to for these services and ultimately want to be a part of?
Right. Well, as artists ourselves, we, you know, have a need. And so we put
that
out
community, a community, right?
Yes, exactly. We're lucky to have a lot of really amazing artists and musicians in our community. We put out a call for submissions, and we got a lot of, you know, a large response. And then we, you know, looked to see what we could accommodate as far as our venues and such, and the quality. We had amazing artists submit, so we were very fortunate in that way. And these people, you know, need care, want care, or just want to participate because they love the idea of what's happening and live in the area.
Let us talk about the musical component to this festival. And Matthew Cullen is on the music committee, and a lot of great bands, a lot of great artists who
yes.
will be a part of this. How did that go about?
I mean, we open it up for submissions, and every year the number of submissions is almost doubled. So this year, you know, we're limited. You know, we could have performances. We get enough people apply that we could have performances 24 hours a day for the whole weekend, but we're limited by the amount of care that we're able to provide.
Right.
Which means that the competition for places is incredibly high. We had almost 140 submissions this year for 35 performance slots. We increased slightly on our the number of bands that we had last year just because the response was so great and the quality was so high. I mean, we try and keep, or we have kept, a 50-50 split between bands from our locality and 50 from outside of town, from the city, from all over the country, actually. But we're fortunate that the you know, the caliber of the submissions was so high that you know, we're able to keep it, you know, local. You know, like half, at least half of the show is, or half of the program is from local bands.
Give us a quite an assortment.
Yeah, huge assortment. I mean, the Felice Brothers and Richard Buckner is our big sort of Friday evening kickoff show at the Old Dutch Church. I mean, the Felice Brothers are from our area. Richard Buckner lives in Kingston. Hopewell from New York. They're playing on Saturday night. Michelle and Dagi Cello and Otto Hauser have a project called Autovore. They're playing on Sunday. Greg Fox has a band called Guardian Alien, very highly regarded. He's from Brooklyn. He's playing on Saturday at BSP. Man Forever, it's Kid Millions from his band Oneida. They're also playing on Saturday. We have some bands from Albany. Actually, one of your music for today is Rosary Beard, who are an Albany band. They're playing the Old Dutch Church on Saturday. The Parlor, Altamira, Ryan Ross Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, huge cross-section. I mean, and the way that it works is that we don't have too much overlap in terms of, it's in several venues, but, you know, if you weren't interested in something, there's not too much of crowd splits. If you're into folk music, there's something quiet going on. There's something loud going on somewhere else. So there's kind of, and, you know, there's some kids shows. We have Rap Boy Jr. playing on Saturday. There's also, you know, there's something for people. You know, you may not have heard of everybody, but we curate at a pretty high level. We're pretty tough on who we let in. So it's all great. You know, we're pretty hard about it, you know.
It's really nice to hear you admit that. We're really tough.
Yeah, we're really tough.
It's like, if you're going to put it on, it's got to be good.
But right. But to me, what that says in the end, and I hear this both from Denise and from you, Matthew and Joe, what you comment on this is of how great a need there is. That's what you get out of it.
Right. The need is really huge, and that's what we're realizing. So much so that, you know, we've been talking to other cities about expanding O-Positive to other places like Nashville and Minneapolis and stuff like that. One thing I should mention, besides for the $25 wristband donation that gets you into all of these shows, 40 bands, 40 artists for the whole weekend, we also this year, for the public, have a health expo. And the Health Expo is going to be pretty fantastic. It's in the LGBTQ Center on Wall Street in Kingston. Runs from 9 to 12. There'll be a nutritional walk. There'll be healthcare providers there. Everything from HIV testing on site to blood donation. So the general public, besides getting to go to see all of these bands, get to go and see that. They also we also have yoga almost around the clock this year.
Gong bath.
Gong bath.
That's right. Everybody loves the gong bath. You can't miss the gong bath.
What's a gong bath?
It needs to be experienced.
You need to experience it.
Well, see, you said it now, so I...
Come to the gong bath. We have several during the weekend. It's
what does it require me to do?
You just lie down
on the floor.
And clothed? Keep your ears, you're fully clothed.
Okay.
You keep your ears and your heart open.
Okay. So the bathing is not the traditional process. We're being bathed in the
it's
in
like
the reverberations of the gong.
Correct.
That sounds very, very cool.
It's incredible.
Okay. That's good. And how does that help us? Is that a stress reliever? Is that a...
I suppose so. It's a vibrational healing modality, I think.
He'll put a smile on your face.
Yes.
I mean, it's nothing quite like it.
Especially in the middle of a festival.
It
yeah, there you go.
Fully legal and psychedelic both.
Cool. Is there anything else like that that's difficult to explain?
We have Linda Montano doing her art and life counseling, which is another... She is an amazing local legend and a pioneer of performance art. And you can sit across from her and get some wisdom from a very wise and compassionate human, which another thing you can do with your wristband over the weekend. We have TMI. The TM Idol Story Slam is happening. That is a spoken word, true story event happening on Saturday evening at BSP Lounge. We have all sorts of interesting things. We have moss art on the wall, living moss. We have data embedded knitwear. We have steel and paper sculptures. All sorts of. We have the high school students from Kingston High School are participating and making banners that we're hanging up.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. The whole community gets involved, and it's really a heartwarming event.
A lot going on. It is the O Positive Health and Wellness Festival. It takes place October 5th through the 7th. You can find out more about the art. You can find out more about the music. You can find out how you can partake. opositive.org is the website, opositive.org. Opositivefestival.org. I forgot a word. Opositivefestival.org. And you can find out all the information about this wonderful event that takes place in Kingston. And a lot of fun, and I assume you'll be doing this next year.
Let's have a conversation on the 9th of October.
Okay, well, see how this one goes. What could go wrong? What possibly could go wrong at a gong bath?
Right.
Opositivefestival.org. Joe, Denise, and Matthew, thank you very much for sharing. Best of luck to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.